Good morning, everyone. Greetings to you all in Jesus' name. For those of you who do not know me, my name is Karen Loniker, and I am 14 years old. I'm the second oldest of my five siblings. My parents' names are Jonas and Pauline Loniker. Today, I would like to testify of what Jesus has done in my life. In my growing up years, I was very carefree, and I enjoyed my family. As a young child, I was very sensitive, and I always wanted to do what was right. I would always confess things to my parents. It would give me peace, and I could go to bed with a clear heart. But as I grew older, I began to not have that peace I once had as a child. I was very self-willed. I thought I always knew the best, and I would get angry if something didn't go as I thought it should. I was also proud, unkind, disrespectful, and it was easy for me to fantasize. As time went on, I started to realize I could not overcome these things on my own strength. One evening in July of 2023, I did not have peace, and I was in a war. I knew I was lost and needed more than my parents' assurance. So I woke my parents, we talked and prayed together, and I confessed my sins and asked Jesus to come into my heart to be my Lord and Savior. He filled me with his peace and joy that is hard to explain. 1 John 1:9 says, "If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness." Since I gave my life to Jesus, I've experienced the power to overcome sin that was in my life. It's also been a blessing and very freeing to let my parents guide me in every area of my life. Today, I would like to have a believer's baptism as an act of obedience to God and his word and a clear conscience toward him. I would like to read some verses in Colossians chapter 2, starting with verse 11 through 13. "In whom also ye are circumcised, with the circumcision made without hands, and putting off the body of the sins of the flesh, by the circumcision of Christ, buried with him in baptism, wherein also ye are risen with him through the faith of the operation of God, who hath raised him from the dead. And you, being dead in your sins and the uncircumcision of your flesh, he hath quickened together with him, having forgiven you all trespasses." I also would like to become a member here at Allen County Christian Fellowship. And if anyone sees anything in my life that does not line up with God's word, I ask that you please would come talk to me. I ask also that you would pray for me. My desire is to be a testimony to my family, or be a testimony to Jesus in my home and to those in my life, pressing on with faith, obeying God with my whole heart, with a meek and quiet spirit, as it says in 1 Peter 3, verse 4. I want to close with a quote that has blessed me. "One ship drives east, another west, with the selfsame winds that blow. 'Tis the set of the sails and not the gales that determines where they go. Like the winds of the sea are the ways of fate as we voyage along through life. 'Tis the set of the soul that decides the goal and not the calm or strife." May God bless you all and thank you for listening.
My wife and I would just like to give a word of testimony for our daughter. It's a blessing to have a daughter that loves God and serves God. First and second epistle of John says in verse 2, it says, for the truth's sake, which dwelleth in us and shall be with us forever. Grace be with you, mercy and peace from God the Father and from the Lord Jesus Christ, the Son of the Father, in truth and love. And I rejoice greatly that I found of thy children walking in truth, as we have received a commandment from the Father. And I was thinking that's the epistle of John, but that is from us, from our hearts as parents. We rejoice greatly that our daughter walks in truth. We want to testify that we see her striving. We see her heart open before God. And she serves in our home with a song in her heart. She's in a battle like we all are. But we are thankful that she has decided to just give her whole life to God and make him her Lord and Savior. And we do covet your prayers as we endeavor to follow the Lord with our family. God bless you all.
morning, everyone. My name is Isabella Charity Brennan. I am 14 years old. My mother's name is Ruth Brennan. I am the third youngest of five children. At a very young age, I was adopted into the loving arms of my mother, Ruth. She loved and cared for me as I grew into the lady that I am today. I became very rebellious and disrespectful to those around me. I lied, cheated in school, listened to ungodly music, had impure thoughts and motives, watched ungodly movies, and had very unchristlike speech. I wanted to surround myself with those who were like me rather than those who followed the Lord, because it reminded me of my yet unsurrendered heart in the eyes of the Lord. My heart was desperately wicked as only a heart can be without the power of God working in my life. While I lived in Satan's grip, I lived in tremendous fear. I feared where I would spend eternity. One night in a dream, I saw myself in hell. I woke up in pure anguish. I went to my sister's room and I told her I was afraid. She told me to pray and ask God to deliver me from this fear, and I told her I wasn't willing to do that. Again, because I felt I had done that before and God seemed silent to me. As time went on, my heart continued searching to fill the empty void in my life, but all in the wrong places. I would hear Jesus' voice to me to turn from my sinful ways and to tell me he wants to be my father, but I just kept pushing it off. Until that night on July 30th, 2025, as I spent time at Elvie and Verna Schmucker's house, I was prompted to play a CD that was lying around, not realizing it was a message. The message was titled The Transforming Power of God. It talked about being born again. Unless you're born again, we cannot see the kingdom of heaven. My heart was convicted, and I realized that if I'm not born again and have Jesus in my heart, my name is not written in the book of life, and I have no future in heaven. And hell is my destiny. I saw my sinful ways, and knew I needed a Savior, and that Savior is Jesus Christ. That evening, I broke down and asked God to forgive me from the wrong things I had done, and for him to come into my life and be my father. And whatever he would ask me to do, I would do. I then talked to Vern about it all and brought to light the hidden things in my life. We read some verses from the Bible about being born again and turning away from our sins. We prayed together and I felt peace and the love of God surrounding me like I had never felt before. The verse in Philippians 4:13 came to my mind. I can do all things through Christ, which strengthens me. Since then, I have new desires in my heart. The fearing of dying has left me. I desire to surround myself with those who believe in Jesus and love the things that he loves. Today, I would like to be baptized as the Bible commands it in Acts 2:38. Repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, for the remission of sins, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. Lastly, I would also like to become a member and commit here to the local body of Allen County Christian Fellowship. My desire is to be an upbuilding member of the Church of Jesus Christ. If there is ever anything in my life that does not reflect Jesus, please come talk to me. Thank you to everyone who has shown the love of Jesus to me. I appreciate and love you all. Please pray for me as I endeavor to walk with the Lord and that I remain faithful to him until he calls me home. Thank you.
Yes, Isabella, she's a great blessing in our home, and I can testify that she wants to follow Christ. So if you could just pray for our family, that I would that'd be greatly appreciated. Thank you.
Good morning, everyone. For those of you who may not know me, my name is Matthew Lynn Graber. I'm 15 years old, the youngest child in the family, and my parents are Matthew and Melinda Graber. Today, I would like to share my testimony of what the Lord has done in my life. As a child, my parents taught me right from wrong and read me lots of Bible stories. But as I grew older, I became rebellious and began lying and cheating in school. I was also unkind to others, disobedient to my parents, and easily irritated. At a very young age, I became involved in ungodly music, other ungodly activities, and I had an impure, selfish thought life. In Proverbs 23:7, we can read, "As a man thinketh in his heart, so is he." I can testify that verse is true. Guard your thoughts, because they soon become your actions. In January 2023, I heard my sisters confessing their sins to my parents, and I was convicted of my sinful life, so I confessed and repented to my parents also then. We prayed together, and I invited Jesus into my life. Now I have peace and joy in my heart and the desire to live my life for Christ. I also have the power to live in victory over my sin, so please pray for me as I desire to live faithfully for Christ. Today I would like to receive a believer's baptism, as it says in Acts 2:38. Then Peter said unto them, "Repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, for the remission of sins, and ye shall receive the power, the gift of the Holy Ghost." I would like to become an upbuilding member of Allen County Christian Fellowship, and I am open for correction in my life. That is all I have. God bless.
Good morning, everyone. Thank you for coming to share this day with us. My wife and I, we can witness the change in our son's life. Reading it here in 2 Corinthians 5:17. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away, and behold, all things are become new. The key in that verse is like, be in Christ. We see the newness in my son's life with his old habits and desires. At conversion, we do not merely turn over a new leaf. We begin a new life under a new master, Jesus Christ, which is our continued desire as a family in the church body today. God bless.
Good morning. Greetings in Jesus' name. For those of you who don't know me, my name is Jalen Swartz. My parents' names are Marlon and Ruth Swartz. I want to open with a verse that blesses me in John 3:16. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish but have everlasting life. As a young boy, my parents taught me right from wrong. I had a very tender conscience that kept me from some things, but I was still a very arrogant and impatient person. I thought my ideas were always the best. I thought impure, prideful, jealous, and selfish thoughts. I was a poor loser and had a very bad temper. My parents asked me to do something I didn't want to do. I would rebel inwardly and sometimes outwardly. I was a very proud boy and loved to show off to those around me. I also was fighting and arguing more with my brothers as time went on. I was living for myself, and my happiness relied on the world and its pleasures. Over a space of time, I would sometimes ask my dad or mom at what age a person would not go to heaven, because I was concerned about my eternal destiny. Then one day in 2023, I asked my mom again. She said, "When you know, you aren't going to heaven." And then I was convicted and knew that if I died, I was not worthy to go to heaven. I went somewhere, knelt down, and asked Jesus to forgive my sins and enter my life. Later, I went and talked to my parents and confessed all my sins. Now I have peace with God, with the Lord Jesus, and know that if I died today, I would go to be with the Lord. It has not necessarily been an easy journey since I was young and didn't understand everything, but I'm very grateful for God's grace in my life and where he has brought me to today. 1 John 1:7-9. But if we walk in the light as he is in the light, we have fellowship one with another, and the blood of Jesus Christ, his Son, cleanses us from all sin. If we say that we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Today I desire to be baptized upon the confession of my faith. I would also like to commit to the local body here at ACCCF. Please feel free to come talk to me if you see anything in my life that does not honor Jesus Christ. Some verses that bless and encourage me. Colossians 1:21-22. And you that were sometimes alienated and enemies in your mind by wicked works, yet now hath he reconciled in the body of his flesh through death to present you holy and unblameable and unreprovable in his sight. Please pray for me as I continue to strive for the mark of the high calling of Christ Jesus. That's all I have, and thank you for listening.
thank you all for coming and sharing the day here today with all of us. And me and my wife would testify that we have a new son in the house. All those things that he shared, we see growth and a growing in Christ and a growing in maturity in that way, and for that we're thankful. We're thankful for it's always a blessing when your children embrace the gospel and embrace the truth and walk in a victorious life. As I thought of something little to share, I was going to share with all those who are getting baptized this morning. I was reading about in John about branches. Branches don't get their branches get their life from the root. The branches don't supply their own life. The branches get their life from the root. I encourage each one of you, and also all of us, that as branches in Christ, he says the same bringeth much forth, much good fruit. We abide in Christ is what I'm trying to get to. Today you go forth in faith and are baptized on a confession of your faith. But from here on, you abide in Christ. Because if we don't abide in Christ, we're lopped off as a branch and we're withered. So God bless each one of you.
Good morning, everyone. I want to thank you all for coming. For those who don't know me, my name is Damaris Ealing Loniker, and I'm the second youngest of seven siblings. My parents are Menno and Linda Loniker. I would like to start out with this verse, and have put on the new man, which is renewed in knowledge after the image of him that created him, Colossians 3:10. Growing up, I had the privilege of being in a Christian home and was taught right from wrong and had a very tender conscience and wanted to do what was right and got converted at a young age. But as I grew older, I started to fall into sin. I rebelled against my parents, had impure thoughts, listened to bad music, and was unkind to my siblings. Then around the age of 15 and 16, God started to convict me of the small things in my life, and I started to stop doing them, and I started to read my Bible consistently. Then I started to think about baptism, and I talked to my mom about it. In 2 Corinthians 5:17, it says, "Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things become new." I would also like to become a member of the Allen County Christian Fellowship. If anyone sees that there is something in my life that does not align with the Word of God, I ask that you would come talk to me. I am not perfect and still fail, and ask that you would all pray for me so I can endure to the end. I would like to close with Ephesians 4:24, and have put on the new man, which after God is created in righteousness and true holiness.
Yes, I can testify Damaris has a heart's desire to serve the Lord and to do the right. We live in the flesh, so please pray for us as a family. We endeavor to raise godly seed for the royal family. For anyone that hasn't taken the step, all that he requires is for us to feel the need of him. Thanks for coming and sharing this special time with us. It means a lot.
Well, good morning, everyone. My thoughts seem to be a little bit scattered right now, but it's been, I'm not sure how old Damaris was, but one night I was reading one night on my, sitting on the recliner reading, and she come up and she put her hand, one hand on each one of my knees, and she looked me in the eyes and she said, "Dad, guess who my best friend is?" It kind of took me by surprise, but I just started guessing names. And she kept saying, "No, no." And finally, I just said, "Well, I don't know." She said, "Well, it's a Jesus." And that kind of, and it's like, wow, And I just told her, you know, if you continue in your life with that thought, you'll be a blessed young lady. But I can testify that her smile has become brighter, and I believe with all my heart that Jesus is her best friend as today. If he isn't, then she's stepping into the water in vain. But I believe with all my heart that it is. And I'll just close with, it was my devotional yesterday morning. Isaiah 3:10, it says, "Say ye to the righteous that it shall be well with him, for they shall eat the fruit of their doings." Isaiah 3:10. And underneath it, he had wrote, it says that every choice has its own consequence, either good or evil. As a child of God, choosing to live right cannot be overemphasized. It should be your lifestyle to live in righteousness, because you are the righteousness of God. Even though there are sacrifices that go with living a righteous life, there are also benefits that far exceed the sacrifices. There is an assurance from the Word of God that it shall be well with the righteous, and they will eat the fruit of their labor. This is very wonderful, because God will keep the righteous and make sure they enjoy the blessings he has in store for them. It says, "Dearly beloved, it pays to live a righteous life. Therefore, endure the challenges, persecutions, and sacrifices for choosing the way of righteousness. In the end, you will enjoy your fruit, and the pain will be forgotten." I just thought that little devotional kind of fit what was taking place here today. So God bless.
Good morning. For those of you who don't know me, my name is Joelle, and I am 15 years old. My parents' names are Leroy and Heidi Knoll. I have four brothers and one sister. Before I begin, I would like to read a few verses. 1 Peter 1:3. "Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, which according to his abundant mercy hath begotten us again into a lively hope by the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead." Ephesians 2, 4-8. "But God, who is rich in mercy, for his great love wherewith he loved us, even when we were dead in our sins, hath quickened us together with Christ, that in the ages to come he might shew the exceeding riches of his grace in his kindness towards us through Christ Jesus. For by grace are we saved through faith, and that not of ourselves, it is a gift of God." And Acts 3:19, "Repent ye therefore and be converted, and that your sins may be blotted out, when the times of refreshing shall come from the presence of the Lord." When I was around 12 to 14, I began getting convicted of my sins, lying, cheating in school, and I just tried to brush them away. But one night, Dad asked me if I had ever lied. I said yes. He told me that one lie, only one little lie, could send you to hell. That night, I confessed one of my sins, but did not fully surrender to Jesus. On one Sunday, Merv had a message on conversion. And then later that week, Mom asked me what I thought of it. I didn't want to answer and didn't want to talk about my soul. That night, Dad said he wanted to talk with me. That night, February 8th, we knelt, and I asked God to forgive me and to come into my heart. After we finished praying, I had peace in my heart. 1 John 1:9, "If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness." Romans 3:23, "For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God." 2 Corinthians 5:17, Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things have passed away. Behold, all things become new. I would also like to commit to this local body as an upbuilding member. If anyone sees anything in my life that does not line up with the Bible, please come talk to me. Pray for me as I continue on. May God bless.
Thank you. Thank you for coming, sharing this day with us together as we rejoice in another one of our children making a commitment to serve God. It truly is a marvelous thing. But those of you who have experienced that would testify that, yes, we do play a small part in that, but unless God comes, there's no conversions. Just a few verses from, I'd like to say that for Joelle here, we had watched the warfare in her life. We recognized that she wasn't converted. She was resisting that for a while, until it seemed like at one point things started coming to a head and again. And it's not that we hadn't been talking to her, but there needs to be a willingness to surrender all. And so we have seen that. We have seen that. There's very clear incidents that have happened that we have glorified God because the Spirit of God is working in her heart. And we're thankful for that. Romans 7, 24. This is who we are before Christ. O wretched man that I am, who shall deliver me from this body of death? Verse 25. I thank God that through Jesus Christ our Lord. So then, with the mind I myself serve the law of God, but with the flesh the law of sin. Verse 8, 1. There is therefore no condemnation to them which walk in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. And so, one word of encouragement to those of you, to all of us, but especially those of you who are making a commitment today. If you find yourself at a place where you have fallen, or you have sinned, if we repent, be quick to repent, be quick to just kneel down right where you're at. Be quick to find a corner and just repent and get up. There's no condemnation to those who be in Christ Jesus. Remember that. Romans 8, 1. Because if we waller in condemnation, we go down fast. And so may the Lord bless each of you as you make that final commitment there in the water. Thank you.
Good morning. I greet you in the name of Jesus this morning. As I stand before you, I want to testify of what Jesus Christ did in my life, not what I have done. My name is Loretta Miller. My parents are Joseph and Emily Miller. I was raised in the Old Order Amish setting. I have 8 siblings. I'm the 3rd youngest. My memories of my childhood, I have many memories of my childhood, often playing games with Dad and my younger siblings. Yeah, I was very disobedient and a selfish child. At a young age, I'd gotten my own phone, which my parents didn't know I had, started watching ungodly movies, listening to ungodly music, and I got involved with alcohol. While in school, I was a very disobedient child, lied and cheated all the time. When I turned 14, I had a desire in my heart to do what was right. So I started to listen to gospel music, reading my Bible and memorizing verses. But yet I had no power over sin because I was trying on my own strength. Then when I turned 16, as everyone did, I joined the youth, but I made a choice to join an ungodly youth group, which my parents didn't want me to, but I thought I was going to be strong and not fall into the temptations of sin. That only lasted 2 weeks, and I tried one drink. Along with that, I started vaping and smoking, and ungodly music became a big part of my life. I became very addicted to my phone. I would spend hours looking at foolish things. My life continued like this for many of months. I also wore lots of immodest clothing, and I was a very proud person. In May of 2022, I started classes for baptism in the Amish church, but the closer it came to the end, I dropped out and never got baptized. Through this time, I faced lots of bitterness and discouragement. It was a dark time of my life, so I thought the more partying I did, the better I would feel. But it only lasted for a little, and then soon life was the same. Through this time, I was also in an impure relationship involved with fornication, which continued for a while, for I had no power over sin. I became very addicted to drugs through this time as well. I was only trying to find something to help the pain I was facing, but nothing helped. Really, all I needed was Jesus. In May of 2023, I started classes for baptism again, still living in my sin. But at this time, my sister would tell me about the sin I was living in. I knew she was right. But I knew if I changed my life, I would lose all my friends, and the cost just looked too big. So I decided to just stay in my life. At this time, life was just very dark. I would have suicidal thoughts and often harm myself. Then one night, we were on the way home from a party. We didn't stop at a stop sign. A thought came over me. If a car would have been there and you would have got hit, you would have went to hell. I was very uneasy the rest of the way home. I got home, I cried out to God, asking God to forgive me for my sins of the party life I had been living, and I told him I wanted to live for him. I believe that is where I finally allowed God to start his work in my life. The following days, I knew something was different. I didn't need the alcohol or vape, which in days past I needed daily. But even my desire for it was gone, and I thank God for taking the desire from me, for I'd never been able to quit on my own strength. I started staying home on weekends and reading my Bible, but it was something I never did. And now I had a deep desire to. At this time, I still had a deep root of bitterness in my heart, and God convicted me of that and helped me to find forgiveness in my heart and find love for them instead. God continued to show me things in life as he still is today. But I knew the Bible said I needed to confess my sins, as in 1 John 1:9. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. So I confessed some of my sins, but there was some I didn't want anyone to know, so I never confessed them. But in February of 2024, I was baptized in the Old Order Amish Church. At this time, I was desiring to have fellowship and a closer walk with God. Then in April of 2024, I started attending here at Allen County, and God soon convicted me of the sins that I hadn't confessed. I was able to confess all of my sins and be truly forgiven, for Hebrews 8:12 says, "For I will be merciful unto their unrighteousness, and their sins and their iniquities will I remember no more." And I had great peace and joy after confessing. Something I struggled with was submission to those over me, but God has given me the strength to submit even when I don't understand. With having repented of all known sin, today I want to seal my faith with baptism as an outward symbol of an inward change, and I want to commit to the church here at Allen County Christian Fellowship. I want to be an upbuilding member, so I open my life to everyone. If you see something in my life that does not line up with the Word of God, I ask that you talk to me. Also, as I continue on this journey, I ask that you would pray for me that I could be found faithful until the end. I have a few verses I wanted to share. Romans 5, verse 8. But God commended his love toward us in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Ephesians 2, 4 through 6. But God, who is rich in mercy, for his great love wherewith he loved us, even when we were dead in sin, hath quickened us together with by his grace we are saved, and hath raised us up together and made us sit in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. And then verse 8, for by grace are we saved in faith. For by grace are we saved through faith, and not of ourselves. It is a gift of God. Thank you for listening, and God bless.
I just want to say amen to that. I was looking over the account of Apostle Paul's conversion there in Acts 9. Just a couple of thoughts that I thought would that stuck out to me. Yes, first of all, me and my wife can testify also that of the work that the Lord begun in Loretta's life. We don't believe that it's over. We don't believe that God has never done with us, or that God has ever done with us. But we believe that he began a work. And as I looked at the account of Saul's conversion in Acts 9 there, and it says, and Saul yet breathing out threatenings and slaughter against the disciples of the Lord. Breathing out threatenings and slaughter against the disciples of the Lord. He was a bitter man and a hateful man. And literally he was killing Christians. And he thought he was doing God a service. And my thoughts went back a little bit to when me and my wife came out. When maybe I'm exposing Loretta a little much here, but she was breathing out threatenings against us. She had a hatred against us. She hated the fact that we were testifying of the truth of what God can do. And so sometime later, when Loretta started coming to us asking for advice and confessing some sins, and there seemed to be a different heart there, that was when we knew that the Lord began to work there. Something happened, something began there. So we do covet your prayers for us as a family and for Loretta. She's been a great blessing in our home. We appreciated all that she has been to us. And we enjoy seeing the work that God is doing. And we believe that he still has a greater work in store for each one of us. And so we just want to leave it with that. And God bless you all. Also, Brother John, she asked if we could sing number 411 for the offering.